Hey, ooh, now, what's this I've found? Could it be my prey, so easily lain before me? Such a sweet little thing, all cozy and wrapped up in their covers, sleeping so soundly. So happily, so warm and fresh with life. And little does he know, on this, the night of the full moon, that there are vampires about, such as myself. And oh, how little he knows. How close I am to him now. Why am I here? He may ask himself. Because, my dear, I want to suck your cock. Face of yours was so cute, dearie. You had no idea whether to be scared or embarrassed or aroused. I must admit, I am enjoying this little vampire persona quite a bit since we've reconnected. Though perhaps the Transylvania accent was a little bit much, hey? I can't help it. It's so much fun having you back in the manor again. Just like old times. I used to put on that voice when I wanted you to behave around my house. Do you remember? Settle down, or else I'll hypnotize you and put you to sleep. Not that I ever had to punish you, hey. You've always been such a responsible and good boy for me. And now, such a responsible and good man. Oh, I was so lonely in bed all by myself, dear. Normally, the darkness of my bedroom is so soothing and inviting. But without you, how can I stand to be in it? Without your face, brightened by the shine of the moonlight, so I may bask in your lovely image. I know we have to keep separate rooms and all, so the rest of the family doesn't get suspicious, but how can I be expected to sleep without our bodies pressed against one another, Without you held in my arms, our heartbeats in tandem. Come now, push those covers aside and scooch over. Your auntie will be joining you in your bed. There we are. Oh, your bed is very nice indeed. Finally moved everything in from your little apartment, eh? You've got all your trinkets on your shelves and your posters on the wall. Everything except that old steel frame and $30 supermarket mattress you had. I'm sure you don't mind me getting rid of that one bit. This king-size $10,000 mattress is much more enjoyable, wouldn't you say? Hybrid reinforced springs, and memory foam, along with a relaxing sleep therapy material. Not to mention the dark mahogany wood frame. imported straight from the Caribbean. It can stand up to a lot more punishment than the old one, if you get my meaning. Only the best for my nephew, right? Come closer to me. I want to catch up and see how my dearest nephew is while I hold him nice and close in my arms. There we go. Doesn't my robe feel soft, dear? 100% genuine mink. Take a feel of it, dear. Run your hand along the curves of my body and feel that plush, wonderful softness. Or, even better, nestle your head right into it against my bosom. It feels even better on me. Oh dear. There's that little romantic talk from you I've been missing. You haven't missed a beat. Although you're not normally so forward, dear. Have you been missing your auntie, You've missed me all day, haven't you? Oh, I'm sorry, my dear, truly I am. I haven't had the chance to be here at all while you were moving in. Lots of business to go over with your old landlord and all of that for paying off your lease. Not to mention my previous arrangements to meet with some colleagues of mine. Nothing but question after question about my work, about how I managed to maintain this vast wealth, when I'm going to find a relationship. Ugh, how dreadfully boring it all is. The whole time, I was thinking about you, you know? How much I'd rather be home with a nice glass of red wine, burgundy, of course, and you on my lap for me to kiss and stain with lipstick. I'm sure you've had lots of fun today, haven't you? Heard you got into some trouble with Antoine when you brought home some fast food for yourself, Oh, I got a call from Mrs. Wilson. She was saying, Anton's throwing a fit. The young master brought a cheeseburger into his kitchen. Oh, I can only imagine Antoine's little chef hat must have flown off his head. It's all right, dear. It's all right. Though from now on, if you are going to eat like that, do so outside the manor, will you? Or at the very least, ask Antoine to make you something instead. He may be trained in classical French cuisine, but I'm sure he knows a few recipes that are a bit closer to your palate. I'm glad to see you're getting along nicely besides that. Does the old manor feel just as nice as it did when you were younger? Do you know, some of my colleagues say that my manor looks terrifying to them. Honestly, I don't see it. Who could think an all-black manor, surrounded by wrought iron fences, old oak trees, and filled with 19th century Gothic furniture would be terrifying? I think it looks artistic. I suppose that doesn't matter anymore to us, does it? It's all for us, just as I am all for you. And you are all for me. I I must say, I think you look so much more wonderful with that black kiss mark on you. Almost as if it's a little sign saying, Auntie's most special sweetheart. And then this one can say, the sweetest nephew in the world. And then this very, very special one. Property of my auntie. My. You know, I feel like I could just spend all night kissing you, you know? Taking you into my bedroom, taking out every last shade of lipstick I have. Maybe even tie you up as well. A whole spectrum of kiss marks all around your face. And on your cock as well. Special playtime with Auntie in her room. But for tonight, I have plans for more than just kisses and snuggles. That's right. Let me just open my robes. What do you think? Is Auntie's body still just as sexy, glistening in the moonlight, as it is in the daylight? Oh, my. So sudden to hug me. Well, now that's a yes if ever I heard it. Now you can feel me wrap the robes around the both of us, That's it. Completely enveloped. Like a vampiress wrapping her prey around with her cape. Take a nice deep breath, dear. Truly sink into my darkness with me. Smell my aroma. As I smell yours. We have a bond deeper than any other. That's it. Keep breathing me in. The smell of my body and all the erotic desires I've had all day. Oh! Well now, here I thought I would be the one preying upon you, dear, but you're quite feisty tonight as well, it seems. Grabbing my ass like that, like you own it or something. What do you want to do to Auntie's fat ass, What is it you're trying to tell me with that hand of yours, rubbing and squeezing it so much? Sit on your face. Oh, my dear nephew, what a naughty mind you have. But I suppose those girls off Twitter must have shown you one or two naughty things you want done to you, eh? To be buried under all of this fat, soft, smooth ass of mine. You must have quite a desire, Well. Do you remember what we agreed to, honey? I am in charge of you. I am your mummy, remember? You're only allowed to do what mummy tells you to. But luckily for you, mummy does feel like sitting somewhere cute. Let's do it, baby. This robe is luxurious, but it does get awfully warm. My. Look at you, laying down so eagerly for me. Now, you probably won't be able to breathe under there, so do me a favour and take a deep breath. And if you need to come up for air, just slap my thigh a few times, all right? Good. Because here it is. You're moaning right into me. I can feel it across my pussy. And reverberating deep in my ass as well. Go ahead, dear. Lick my pussy from down there as best you can. Yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, that's just what mummy wanted. Mummy should have done this right from the start. Oh, that feels so nice. Your tongue is going to work so hard for mummy. Tonight is all mine. Oh, yes, that's right, dear. Lick like you're dying of thirst, and all you have are the juices of my soaking, wet pussy. Yes. Oh, grabbing my thighs as well. Oh, your mind must just be a horny mess of static right now, isn't it? Oh, my body must be too tantalizing for you, isn't it? Oh, it's okay, dear. Just let yourself be smothered under my ass. Let your breath just vanish away. What? Hold on, dear. Oh, shit, it's your mum. Just stay quiet, all right? Sister! How wonderful to hear from you. How is this beautiful starry night treating you? What am I doing? Oh, I'm not doing anything, dear. Just sitting in my drawing room with a nice glass of burgundy. Your son? Oh, you know, he's around. I think he's just figuring out how to plug his game system into my home theatre. What did I do to him? Whatever do you mean? Oh, you saw his post about him moving in. Yes, your son chose to move in with me of his own volition. All I did was pay him a visit and remind him he still has options. Oh, dear, I know you're worried about him, but it's okay. When our mother brought me to be your sister, I promised I would do everything I could to care for you all. Your son is safe in my care. He always has been, and he always will be. Irresponsible? Your son is very responsible. What do you think when you're not watching him? All he does is go around and play with... Oh, my pussy. What? Oh, no. I meant my pussy cat, my pussy cat Morgana. I adopted a little black cat to complete my whole look, you know. Oh, you didn't see her? Ugh, bloody Facebook must be messing up again. Yes, yes, your son's playing with my pussy. Pussy cat! Giving her lots and lots of love, that boy. So sweet. Though if he doesn't knock it off, I may have to spank him. Coming over to visit tomorrow? Of course, dear. Any time, as always. You can... Sorry, I stubbed my toe, you know. That hurt. Tomorrow at noon. Great, great. See you then. By then, I'm sure your son will be awake. Fuck, so deep. Deep in being awake, I mean. Maybe this wine's just getting to me. I don't know. Yes, yes. Night, night. Now that was very naughty. It's almost like you want us to get caught. Trying to sing your praises about how responsible you are. And here you go doing that. You are just consumed by lust, aren't you? Well, in that case, and since you've been such a dear and lubed my ass up for me with your tongue, we'd better have you shoot all that animalistic lust inside me. Come on, dear. Grab my hips and satisfy those urges. You don't have to be a good boy for tonight. You can be bad and fuck Auntie as hard as you like. Go, yes. So deep in Auntie's ass. It feels so deep inside of me. So tight and warm. Yes, yes, that's it, baby. Oh, fuck. Slam your hips into Auntie's fat ass. Watch them just jiggle and wobble with every thrust. Yes. Mount me. Fuck me like an animal. This is how much you've missed me. So much you can't hold it in anymore. So much you just need to worship my big smooth ass. Well, don't stop, don't you dare stop. I want my ass to milk every last drop into my slutty backside. Fuck me like you want to break this bed. Just fuck mummy as hard as you can. Fuck like that. Fuck, yeah, yes baby, that's it. Yes. Just keep playing with my clit. You need to give Auntie all your love. Yes. Do you feel just how tight and warm it is inside? It feels better than anything you've ever had before, doesn't it? That's it. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. 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 Fuck my big, smooth ass. I'm so close. So close. my ass. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. God. Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel your seat so deep in my ass. Oh, God, what on earth happened to you? Could it be my sweet little nephew has some kind of beast inside of him? As if I am the vampire and you are the werewolf. Okay, no werewolf. You just loved my butt so much you couldn't help yourself. Oh, that's awfully sweet. In a kinky, weird kind of way. Oh, no, 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 dear. It's fine. Well, it isn't fine, actually. Don't you ever do that again while I'm speaking to anyone. Especially your mother. I am serious. But... oh, it was very exhilarating. It seems to me that we're going to have to start doing some nightly milking sessions so my good boy isn't so needy and lustful at midnight, Well, now that you're settled in and I don't have to work for a while, we'll have that little animal in you tamed in no time. Ha! Speaking of little animals, tomorrow we're getting up bright and early to go adopt ourselves a black cat. Yes, we! It's your fault I had to make up that stupid excuse as to why I was moaning about my pussy on the phone. But for now, let's get under these covers, you and I. Cuddle up together. Yes, that's right. And embrace each other once again. Auntie loves you. She always has. And she always will. Even if you are obsessed with her arse.